It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People listening on the free Odyssey app. People listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know. Are you in D.C.? You in Baltimore? Are you in Florida? You here in Georgia with me? You in New York with Ryan Hickey, our super producer and host? You in California? Are you in Idaho, Massachusetts, Toronto, Hawaii? You in Dallas? You in Houston? You in Kansas, Colorado, Minneapolis, Chicago, Montreal, Nova Scotia? We get people who call us from all over the damn place. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. If you got SiriusXM, if you do, it's channel 158 all day, all the time. If you got a smart speaker, you ask the speaker, talk to the machine, talk to the computer, talk to the listening box. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's a 4-hour show. Where the hell you been? Hit rewind. We've had a fun show. Hey, thank you so much. 17-year NFL quarterback and current analyst for the Dallas Cowboys, Steve Berline. He just joined us last hour, and we talked about a lot. Talked about the Dallas Cowboys quarterback situation. He said he believes that Bryce Young needs to be out there playing right now just to, at minimum, earn the respect of his teammates. We talk Notre Dame football, where he played, young quarterbacks in the league. We talked about coaching and some of the sensitivities of players, because even today, remember, Tua Tagovailoa might have thrown Brian Flores under the bus yesterday, but today we actually got a response from Brian Flores. And even Steve Berline was just like, yeah, sometimes the sensitivities of the players, it's a different era. It's a different time. And a matter of fact, if you weren't listening earlier in the show, we actually talked about that. We got a response from Brian Flores talking all that, well, reported crap to Tua Tagovailoa. And Brian Flores says he has grown as a coach. He has grown as a man since he was with the Dolphins. Listen to this.
Part of coaching is correcting. You know, I'm always going to correct. I'm always going to have a high standard. And I think, you know, look, I've done a lot of reflecting and, you know, on this situation. And, you know, I think there's things that I could do better, for sure. And I've grown in that way. And I've tried to apply the things that I could do better and the things that I've learned, you know, over the last, you know, 2-3 years. But I would say over the long haul, I've had a lot of great relationships over my 21-year career here in the league.
Then he continued on by saying that, you know what, if I saw Tua walking down the street, or I saw Tua, you know, I'd be cool with him. I don't know if Tua would be cool with even talking to him, but that's what we heard from Brian Flores. He did say he is happy that Tua is happy and that he's a good quarterback. Listen.
I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had. And I really wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. I mean, I got into coaching because, you know, I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, my going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact, positive impact, pour into young people. Help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's really my goal always in coaching. So I wish nothing but the best to Tua.
All right, book closed. Hickey, nothing else to see or say here, right? This is done, right? Nothing else?
I hope so, yeah. I don't think we need Tua at the next... Well, I'm sure he'll be asked about it at the next press conference.
Oh, my God. What did you think about what Brian Flores said? Okay.
Would like, you be down to meet with him?
Oh, that'll be the question. Will you meet with him? He's like, man, I got better things. Do you see what I'm doing right now? I got to play quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, man. Like, leave me alone. If I see him, I see him. We'll figure it out. Nothing else to see here. Keep it moving. Everybody looking for a story. Everybody looking for a story. People, sometimes they make up stories. Everybody. And then I think we've narrowed down. We've started to really eliminate some of the stories here in the preseason. And thank you so much to our other guests earlier in the show. Zach Stevens came by, a Denver Broncos beat reporter for DNVR Sports. And he believes that within the next 24 hours that Denver, the Broncos, Sean Payton, they're going to name Bo Nix as their starting quarterback. So now that we've kind of put that down to rest, what stories are there? We got Brandon Ayuk, hasn't been traded, no new contract. We have CeeDee Lamb, no new contract. At this point, Hickey, can we start the season? Am I missing something? Oh, yeah, Dak, too. But besides that, we're done, right? Like, everything is settled? Like, what else are we waiting on?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. No other, right? There's no other quarterback. Well, the Steelers have to figure out their quarterback situation. Oh, we need an announcement there.
No, you don't think you don't think that Russell Wilson is going to – you got to start him. You have to start Russell Wilson and then allow him to fail. You have to. You can't have it the other way around.
Interesting. So it's not a competition in your mind?
It is. It's a competition because it's the spirit of competition. But in reality, we've heard this, I mean, from months ago. Mike Tomlin is like, hey, Russell Wilson, given his experience, is going to get the go-ahead. Unless Russell Wilson is looking like complete garbage, you have to give him the go. Because then if you do it reverse and you put Fields out there and then he stinks and now you're yo-yoing him back and forth, wouldn't you think that Russell Wilson, if all things being equal, let's say they're kind of the same, Russell Wilson would get a little bit longer of a leash, and he's had 2 years of getting talked to like he's crap, so I think he'd be okay with it at this point. Not necessarily that way, but does that make sense? He's going to still show up to work. His confidence is not going to be crushed all that bad. He's going to give you Russell Wilson-isms. Which one would you start if they were kind of the same?
I would start Justin Fields.
Damn, get right to it.
Get right to it. And also, too, you watch this offensive line with how bad they are. I think you need a more mobile guy just to give your offense any sort of chance of succeeding.
Damn.
And to your point about Russell Wilson and Mr. Positivity, that could work as a positive if he's benched. Damn. Of, you know, he won't be a distraction. He won't, you know, be hanging his head, talking to the media, saying how he felt disrespected or lied to. I'm sure he'll be a great teammate. Coach Justin along.
Man.
Know he'll play at some point.
You have basically, you're like the Grim Reaper of Russell Wilson's career, man. You're just trying to sit the guy down already? He's going to be cooked. Career might as well be done at this point.
Damn. This is someone who's a big Russell Wilson fan up till 2 years ago, even.
You?
I predicted when he went to the Broncos, they'd win the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
I was all in on Russ.
Well, let's ask Sean Payton how he feels about that, okay?
I think he might like Zach Wilson more than he ever liked at any point, Russell Wilson, which is...
Wow.
That's bad.
If Sean Payton over the past year doesn't come across as particularly liking anybody at this point. I mean, well, damn. Sheesh. Anyway, Russell Wilson. Can you imagine? He has to play him, Hickey. He's going to play. That'll be another prediction you get wrong, because he has to play the guy. When it comes to Russell, that'll be enough. No, he has to play him. He's the veteran. You got to let the old dude, you know, get some. You got to let him fall on his face before you just pull the rug from underneath him. Okay.
What point is that in your mind?
I mean, it could be two games, could be three games.
So you would have like a quick. You're not afraid of a quick hook here. You're not saying play him and then, bruh, you know, you won't think about it again until like week eight. This goes south end of September. You're pulling him.
Does Mike Tomlin look like he's wasting time? If I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm like, yo, come on, bro. You got to sit down. Like, you stinking a joint. If Russell Wilson is out there, interception, he's going to get to the point where he's just like, all right, Justin, bro, what you got? And then if Justin stinks, he's going to pull him.
So how many yo-yos will we get? How many different starting quarterbacks will we have in Pittsburgh?
Are we factoring in an injury? I'm going to make up one. One of the guys will get hurt, and then we'll get stuck with one for the long haul, and Russell Wilson will pull a hamstring, and then the other guy, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I could see four. Like, if you're right, Russ starts, he struggles, Fields in by second week of October, he struggles, back to Russ on like week 12. Oh. He struggles. And then it's like the last two games when they're out of it. All right, just put Fields in there. Let's see who the hell happens.
Out of it. I was going to say, and at the end, they somehow still made the playoff. And Mike Tomlin has a winning record. That's how it goes for the Steelers. And then they'll go and they'll be eliminated in the first round, and then they'll have to figure it out again next year. That's the Steelers' way, man. I don't know about that. It'll certainly make for a very interesting story. And we've had a lot of interesting stories. I mean, we've talked about the flag football guy being offended. Oh, he didn't. Did he say offended? What word did he use? It was disrespectful. If NFL players are on the USA's flag football team, that guy might have to get over himself. We talked about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is just like, everybody's counting us out, and okay, I get it. Nobody's talking about us at all. Why would we? Coming off of a ripped up ACL, you played half the season last year. Now you're fully back. You got a new wide receiver. Now you're worth talking about. You're missing that. And how about this? This was actually something that was said by Mike Gundy last week. This man is known to put his foot in his mouth. The last time I remember him saying anything worth a damn, and it was actually sickening, was the punishment or lack thereof of Ollie Gordon for having a DUI. Hickey, I can't even repeating it is unbelievable. The man actually was just like, he kind of downplayed driving under the influence and said it was something that he's done plenty of times. That actually came out of an adult human being's mouth like it was okay.
Not only an adult human being, a guy that's in charge of, 115, 18 to 22-year-old men? And the storm, hit him for 24 hours, and like we do in society, moved right past.
Can you? He said it. I can't believe he said that. I still can't. Even rehashing it is just like, did that idiot say that? Well, he did. And now, last week, a couple of days ago, he said something else. He said, now that we're getting close to the football season, which starts on Saturday, by the way, in Ireland, Mike Gundy said he is sick of NIL. He doesn't care about, players, drinking under the influence and driving a car or driving under the influence, but he is sick of NIL. He basically said he wants his players to stop having their agents ask for money and focus on football. Listen to this.
That's what I told the players. There's no negotiating now. Portal's over. Right. You can enjoy, all negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy
just coaching and playing football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff, yep. And everything being so different, mm-hmm. Just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. Tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get on, start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun. Because there's been so much other stuff going on, it's been hard to really focus on football.
Here's the irony. He said that a couple days ago. Today, the whole school, Oklahoma State, announced that the football players, they will have QR codes on the back of their helmets. So if you are sitting at home, you can donate to their NIL fund. Hickey, is this feed the children? Is this a fundraiser? Like, what are we doing? I get it. The Big 12 is trying to raise money in every way possible, and everybody wants cash. People are gonna donate. They put a fundraiser on the back of a helmet.
You know what it is? It's nothing. It appears like they're doing something. It appears like they are ahead of the NIL fund. It appears like they're placating the players' wants for more money. In reality, it's doing nothing.
You don't think people are going to... So, by the way, if you're sitting in this... Are you sick of QR codes?
Yes. No, I take that back. It depends on the setting. Like a restaurant, I don't mind a QR code for a menu. On TV, I don't think they work.
I want a physical menu. It depends on where I'm at. If I'm going somewhere and I'm quick and just give me a stupid code and I pull it up on my phone. But if I'm at a restaurant, like really sitting down, I wanna look at the menu. You know how fast I can look at a menu, Hickey, as opposed to having to open up my phone and I'll scroll through this and I'll compare this. I can do it when it's right in front of me. Hate QR codes at a restaurant for the most part. Hate it.
I only hate it when it's dimly lit and then you're struggling to get it, you know, angled correctly. Need more light to, you know, have the camera pick up on it.
You've been getting wings at the strip club again, huh?
No,
dimly
no, never.
Lit. Oh, okay.
If my girlfriend is listening, I would never do that.
No, okay.
No, just some. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, just some restaurants.
Okay.
That just are want to save some electricity.
Dimly lit. Okay. All right. Don't get in trouble. I got Hickey in trouble. Now I'm in trouble. Damn. You want me to say something to fix it? You went to no dimly lit place. I just say wild things on the radio, Hickey.
That I just was talking. One of my friends told me this is, you know, this is not my personal experience. It's just what friends tell me that they do.
Okay. All right. No problem. Well, you any place that QR codes do not work, you said? You said television?
Yeah, they don't work on TV.
Well, that's what these guys are going to be doing on the back of their helmets. You think that people are not, I mean, they're not going to make money hand over fist. You don't think somebody's going to point their phone at a television and just go, hey, I'm going to put $5 into their fund? People are going to do it.
How? Like, think about it. Have you ever seen the commercial where they put the QR code in the corner? I don't know about you. I don't watch TV with my phone out, pointed at the TV, waiting for a QR code. By the time you pull out your phone, open the camera, and you have to get up. Let's just be honest here, because the camera's not strong enough. You got to get up to go to the TV to scan it.
No.
If you're sitting 20 feet away, your phone can't scan that.
iPhone is zoomed the hell in real good, man. Yeah, it can.
Okay, fine. I take that back.
Let me tell you, Hickey, this is the world we live in. It's crazy. Have you you got an iPhone, right? Yeah, you do.
Yes, sir.
I text you all the time. Have you realized, well, we know the photos, everything in the photos can be identified, right? You know that, right?
Yes.
Which is creepy as it is.
Very.
But there it is. Okay, fine. Do you know that, like, I don't know when the update came, at some point over the last year, the phone can identify, like, plants and animals and insects? Did you know that?
I've seen the commercials for it, yes.
I didn't know it was a commercial. I took a photo of a bug on my window, Hickey. And I looked at the photo, and it had a little icon that was blinking. I'm like, what is this? This is new. And I tap it, and it tells me what this obscure bug is. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what? This is creepy.
It's pretty insane. Like, it is insane what technology can do.
Hickey, I'll take it a step further, okay?
Uh-oh.
There was a bug that landed on me outside over the weekend. This thing was tiny as hell. It was tiny, and it was caught in my arm hair. Yeah, I got arm hair, okay? This bug was tiny and white, and it was furry. And I looked at it, and I said, oh, man, because this is the world we live in. I said, I have to take a photo of this just so I can see what it is, right? This is the most obscure thing ever. The phone knew what it was. This was some little white thing that flew out of a tree that eats tree sap, and somehow it ended up on me. Maybe I look like a tree. I don't know. But this is technology's too much. So if I can do this with my phone, I can look at a QR code on TV. And if I know the football game is on, and then like every 5 seconds I'm looking at the back of some running back or the quarterback's head, you don't think people are going to go, I'm going to donate to the fund? They will. I think they will.
I just don't think like they're going to be on TV long enough to scan it. Like, they're moving, or unless you are consciously standing in front of the TV, camera open, waiting to whip it out anytime they put the QR code on. Like, you watch football, it moves too fast.
Well, they stand there. Like, when they call in the plays and they break in formation, they stand
there.
They don't
zoom in on one player. Now, these camera angles are changing. You know, the cameras, TVs are good because they know our attention spans are short. So they, every 2 seconds, it's a new angle. It's a new look.
They will do it now because they know the QR code is there. They will.
Why?
They will.
Like, if you're whoever broadcasts their games.
The Big 12, I don't know.
Why do you care?
Is that not Fox, right?
It's Fox. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Fox. Yeah, let's say it's Fox. Why would Fox care?
This is a bad evolution. Maybe Fox doesn't. People are going to scan, bro. And wait until we get QR codes on the front of jerseys. Wait until that happens. Buy this now. We just talked about Jeff Bezos potentially being interested in purchasing the Celtics. Jeff Bezos has already bought NFL rights. Jeff Bezos just got NBA rights. If Jeff Hickey, could you imagine if he does buy the Celtics? What the hell is he going to do? He's going to slap an Amazon logo on it. It's going to have an Amazon logo on the front of the Celtics jersey. Can you imagine that?
Oh, definitely will. Just like the Knicks have the Spear logo on their jerseys, as James Dolan owns the Spear in Vegas.
I think night and day, James Dolan is poor in comparison.
He needs it.
He is poor in comparison to Jeff Bezos. Let's see. Jeff Bezos' net worth, we already established, is $200 billion. James Dolan net worth. What is this inherited money that he has? Let's see. What is he like? Only worth $1 billion?
I bet you he's in the high hundreds of millions. He's not even a billionaire.
He has a reported net worth of $2 billion. The family, about $6 billion. He's about Jeff Bezos. If James Dolan walked into the same room with Jeff Bezos, James Dolan would have a short man syndrome. He would.
He'd be serving him cocktails.
Oh, you better relax.
Oh, here you go, waiter.
Remember James Dolan? Remember he's a recovering alcoholic. He's sober now, right? Remember?
I did not know that actually.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
Interesting for a guy who threatened to stop selling alcohol at his own venue to, I don't know, threaten the liquor authority. Listen, Hickey, wealthy people got their problems are crazy. Their problems are what do you think Jeff Bezos is worried about in the world right now? Anything?
At $200 billion, I don't think so. I mean, your company's work. I mean, maybe his girlfriend. I don't know.
His girlfriend leaving him, right?
Probably.
That's it. Do you see the old pictures of Jeff Bezos from like 30 years ago?
He looks normal.
He looked like Pee Wee Herman. This guy is big as he's big as Brock Lesnar right now. $200 billion would do for you.
It can literally buy anything. It buy you a new body.
It went from Pee Wee Herman to Brock Lesnar. He's eating the finest protein. This guy, you know what? We got to go to break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, speaking of buying a new body, there is a tennis player. This man got in trouble for steroids. He's the number one tennis player in the world. But he's not getting all that punishment. We'll talk about it. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we have certainly gone down an interesting rabbit hole here, going from talking about NFL QBs to college QBs to comments made by Mike Gundy, who said he's sick of NIL. He doesn't want to talk about money, no negotiations. And then the school makes an announcement today that they will be putting QR codes on the back of player helmets. So you can go ahead and make a donation to Oklahoma State. Just by watching, you can pull out your phone and say, oh, yeah, I want to give him $5 or $20. Could you imagine watching, like, well, not that we'd see this in the pros, but they're going to be selling stuff, quote unquote, on the back of jerseys. Watch. Just take out your phone, show it on the TV, and boom, buy the jersey. You want a LeBron jersey? Buy it. You think NBA or the NBA moving over to Amazon was just some television ploy? No. They're going to be selling you everything. Just by watching on your phone, on the TV. I mean, we are moving into a completely different world. So for everybody who hates streaming, the point of it is to not just stream, but to sell some more. And we also talked about Jeff Bezos, who is maybe potentially trying to buy the Celtics. We heard that he was trying to buy the Washington Commanders before Josh Harris got his hands on them. And then I made a joke that before this guy was worth $200 billion, he looked like Pee Wee Herman. Now he's built like Brock Lesnar. And I guess $200 billion would do that for you. But in the case of the world of tennis, we got some real news earlier today that the world's number one male tennis player, he got in a little bit of trouble for, let's just say, using a substance or having a substance on his body or in his body. This is almost unbelievable, but I guess it is. Listen to this report from the Tennis Channel.
Breaking news for you this morning. Jannik Sinner tested positive for a banned substance called Clustball. The good news is he will not be suspended positive for that substance in two different urine samples back in March. Here's how it happened. His physio, Giacomo Naldi, was using a topical cream for a wound that he had. Apparently, one of the ingredients in that over-the-counter topical cream had Clustball in it. He then gave full-body massages, not using gloves, as a part of his normal routine with Jannik Sinner. That's how he transferred the Clustball into Jannik Sinner's system.
And you can't, this is where we're at in the world. Let me, the world's number one tennis player, the male ranked number one in tennis, tested positive for a steroid because the guy giving him his massages was using a cream that went through this guy's skin. What? And so here he is. He's not going to get a ban. He's not getting the boot. He had some prize money taken away from him. And that's pretty much it. I like the fact the way they described it. They said the physio was not wearing gloves when he administered these massages. There's some wild stories. Hickey, did you know that some of this stuff was that damn strong it would end up in your urine? Come on, man.
Nope. Never would have guessed.
This is tough. Marco Belletti, did you ever hear anything like this before?
That is one thorough massage.
Come on, man.
I realize I'm a pessimist.
He peed it out. That's what they said.
I'm struggling with this. I'm really shocked. I know they did like a whole big thing and tested positive twice for it. I'm sure they did their whatever report.
The substance entered into his system unintentionally through a massage from his physiotherapist. And this is what Barry Bonds was saying, like 20 years, the cream and the clear, and him and Gary Sheffield. Then what they were saying, right? It's possible.
What? They put that on their own body and then,
oh,
like I'm struggling.
Not with the massage.
So this was just like a hand, whatever cream to fix this guy's whatever wound. He gave him how many massages that thing went through his body?
Into his body.
And it's now out.
I mean, he's a world-class athlete. He got a massage every day, I guess, right?
Six and a day?
One a day, right? Two a day, morning workout, afternoon workout, after a tournament workout. I don't know.
Did he apply this substance every time he gave him a massage? Was that like the last thing that he put on his hands before he?
Well, they say.
Did he not wash before he gave him this massage at any point?
Know, I guess his physio is a filthy guy. They said he ain't wearing no gloves. Come on, I don't know.
But he's thorough. He's thorough.
No, he was taking care of his own wound. Like, let's think about this in normal terms, right?
If you have
lotion,
a wound on your hand that you need enough steroid cream or whatever, and you're going to touch somebody else, wouldn't you put something on it?
Wear some gloves, right?
Something. I mean, wouldn't you probably put like a Band-Aid and then put gloves so that you're not, I don't know, scratching someone? But
It's a wild way to test positive for steroids, right? Through a massage? It just penetrated it. You rubbed it so deep into your skin, now you're peeing it out.
Yo, man, if somebody comes by when you're eating food, you're like, yeah, no, I don't want to, like, and they want to give you the dap up. You're like, yeah, no, let me finish or let me wash my hands. This guy's putting whatever cream for a wound is going that deep into somebody else's body from a massage numerous times. I'm struggling here.
Listen. There's one man that we need to ask about this, and maybe not. Deshaun Watson. He knows. He has the answer. He knows he has the answer. Is this enough to, I don't know. I don't know.
So many jokes I'm going to lay off here because I feel like I'm going to get in trouble.
Listen, I don't know.
Early in the shift, I think I should lay low here.
I get it. I hear you. So you think Yannick Sinner is a cheater?
Yeah, probably. Probably, yes.
Hickey, you think he's a cheater? You don't believe this?
I mean, Marco makes a very compelling case.
Yannick Sinner is a cheater.
I mean, if this guy's an open wound, I mean, is his blood then not also going into his skin?
Well, I kind of took it as more like a wart. No?
Oh.
That's the way I thought. I mean, because what did he need cortisone for?
They didn't say that it was on his hands. I mean, it could have been on his, you know, his arm or his back or his chest. It
his
could
back?
Have been on his leg.
How will we give him massages with his back? Now we're getting into another set of...
No, no. But I'm saying if you put the cream on your hand and then you just apply it to your arm or your shoulder or your back, and as you said, if you don't wash your hands properly and now you're giving a guy massages, it's going to transfer into his skin.
If that's the case, then there is no way that Sinner is not a cheater, because you can't tell me that you put on whatever you're putting on for your body to fix your ankle and you're not washing your hands before you touch another human being. I'm not buying that for a second. It's got to be on his hands. Has to be.
Oh, of course it's his hands, of course.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you put it on your arm.
You put it on yourself, you're and telling now you massage
me
him.
Yeah, but you're telling me you don't wash your hands before you touch another human being?
Well, I guess a massage therapist should. I mean, they should, right? Maybe. How did this happen? This massage therapist guy's dirty. And Yannick Sinner, listen to his statement. He will now put this challenging and deeply unfortunate period behind him. He will continue to do everything that he can to ensure that he complies with the rules of anti-doping programs. And he has a team around him that are very meticulous. Not very. He says they are meticulous in their own compliance. Just a mistake. The physio treated Yannick without gloves and coupled with various skin lesions on Yannick's body. It was on Yannick's body. Lesions on his body caused the contamination. So this wasn't just skin to skin. It got absorbed via the open sores on Yannick's body. Yeah, yeah.
I think the only word that I was focused on there was deeply, because I feel like this is one deep massage, and this is one deep pile of BS that I'm really struggling to believe.
I believe. I didn't believe Barry Bonds. I believe Yannick Sinner.
So Sinner has the lesions and the masseuse still didn't wear gloves? it's even worse, isn't it?
JR, he's right, though. Like, what are we doing?
Would you ever rub another man's back if he has, like, three open cuts? If your friend asks you, hey, put suntan lotion on my back, and he has, like, cuts on his back, I'm like, no. Get away from me.
And meanwhile, you've got, like, some sort of gaping wound on your own hand. You know what? Let me rub these together. Let's see what we get. Well, look, what is this, like, yellow and blue made green? What the hell are we doing?
The man's last name, I know. He's an Italian man out of Germany. The man's last name is Sinner, okay? So I don't
know. How did USTA believe this?
The only way is if, because just hearing this nonsensical story, it's almost like you have to sit somebody down and go, wait, are you serious? Like, is this really, this is the story you're going to tell me? This is what we're going to go through? Is there video of these apparently disgusting massages with open lesions all over the place?
Well, he got lesions on his body and the guy didn't use gloves. Maybe they weren't noticeable lesions, okay? All right. Y'all have convinced me. Yeah, he's a cheat. Okay. Alcaraz all the way. Alcaraz all the way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to go wash my hands, come back, and I'm going to tell you about a few things that happened this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, what a show we've had. NFL, well, former NFL quarterback, 17 years, Steve Berline, he came through and joined us. We talked about everything going on with the Panthers, the Cowboys, everything across the league. Thank you so much to Zach Stevens from DNVR Sports for coming through. We talked about Brian Flores' response to Tua Tagovailoa. We talked about Tom Brady saying that the quarterbacks that are coming into the NFL right now, these guys, they're dumbing the game down for them. He's disappointed in it. Disappointed in it. Talked about Mike Gundy. He's sick of NIL, even though his school is basically putting QR codes on the back of helmets to help raise money. Talked about Kyler Murray. His head coach says he's back, looking good. We talked about Miller Moss at USC. Gave an update on Ayuk and Lamb. Neither one of these guys have new contracts yet. NFL players playing flag football. Some of the current flag football players representing the USA, where I have no idea. Well, one in particular feels disrespected that Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes may take his job. And we talked about Jeff Bezos and the Celtics potentially buying him. What a busy show. And then, yeah, last segment, Yannick Sinner. He tested positive for drugs because his massage therapist had a drug on his hands. Anyway, whatever. I wasn't in the room. I have no idea. It's time to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today is August 20th.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And on this day, August 20th in 1990, George Steinbrenner. At the time, the man stepped down as owner of the New York Yankees. He paid a gambling guy to kind of dig up dirt on Dave Winfield. He was basically given the boot and told to step down. He was gone for 2 years. He came back in 1992. But at the time, Major League Baseball's commissioner, Faye Vinson, he explained why he told George Steinbrenner to beat it.
This sad episode is now over. My decision in this case and this result will serve, I trust, to vindicate once again the important responsibility of the commissioner to preserve and protect our noble game.
Could you imagine if, like, I don't know, who's in a bad contract? Could you imagine if Artie Moreno of the Angels was just like, hey, Mike Trout sucks so bad. Let me try to dig up some dirt on him so I could void his contract. Yeah, that's some wild stuff, ain't it? George Steinbrenner sued the hell out of them, and eventually he dropped his lawsuits and he was ushered back. Helps to have money and power. God rest George Steinbrenner's soul. Hey, how about this day? August 20th, 1995. This was some good news. Monica Seles, she came back, wins the Canadian Open, her first tournament back. I might remind you, in 1993, she was stabbed by a crazy Steffi Graf fan. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Eurosport.
It's been an amazing week for me. I mean, for such a long time. I wasn't sure if I would be back and playing tennis again. And there's so many emotions here from the first day till the last day. And it's just amazing. I can't believe that this is real.
I mean, I remember that story. That was some wild stuff. Let's fast forward. Another good story. This is good news, right? Tiger Woods, peak Tiger Woods. August 20th, the year 2000, Tiger Woods wins the PGA Championship. This man, he becomes the first golfer since Ben Hogan in 1953 to win three majors in a year. This is courtesy of the PGA Championship.
Tiger for his fifth professional major championship. And he's in the history books as the only man besides Hogan to win three majors in a year. And as the only man to repeat as PGA champion at stroke play. 2 days earlier on that same putting surface, Nicklaus had passed the torch. And now Tiger was sprinting with it.
And Tiger was... He might be getting a massage right now. That man has been through. No, I'm just saying that guy done been through some hell over the past. Damn, man, it's been like, you say, 15 years now. He's really been through it.
Have you seen the picture of his leg when he wore shorts like a month or so ago?
No, I didn't see that. No,
yeah. Rough.
It can't be like Alex Smith leg, right? No.
No, but it's also not, it's not far that off? Far off.
Whoa. Okay. Man, how come Tiger Woods doesn't have a movie? How come he doesn't have one of these made-for-TV movies? Yeah, because he would sue the living hell out of him, right?
Yeah, yes. Probably. I think you're right. It's coming. You know it.
Oh, no. We're going to get a Tiger Woods movie. We will. We got all these other movies, all these other athletes, but nothing on Tiger Woods yet. Oh, it's coming, baby. It's coming. And it's going to be it's going to be very colorful. Let's put it that way. He's lived an amazing, interesting life. All the best to Tiger Woods. And those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, thank you so much to former NFL QB Steve Berline. Going to be calling the games on the radio for the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you to him for joining us. Great insights. Thank you as well to our guest talking all things Denver Broncos, Zach Stevens, for joining us as well. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We will be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much for listening. And, of course, it's going to be Wednesday when I'm back tomorrow. We'll come with a new top six list. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you again for listening. Be safe, be cool, be smooth, and be well. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Don't move here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.